It looks like it's generally been a pretty good year for the real estate industry, although I did notice that the Merida Index dropped slightly in the last reporting quarter. Any idea why that's going on?
Yeah, the real estate market in Maine is very strong right now, but it did dip slightly this last quarter due to construction employment. There aren't enough construction workers out there, and they continue to retire. So we're not getting new employees replacing the older retiring employees, and that is going to be a continuing problem.
Is there a particular sector of the real estate business that did better than others during the past year?
I think the residential sector has been very strong in the last 2 years, both in the multifamilies and in the single families, and that's been driving, that's about 50% component of our Merida Index. But we've also seen a lot of growth in the hospitality sector. We've seen growth in the commercial sector. There's been some new construction in industrial space, retail space.
It's interesting that you mentioned the retail space. I was kind of wondering in particular how that sector has done. We of course, hear a lot of stories from the just completed holiday shopping season about how much more shopping is being done online.
Demand for retail space is still strong. The more urban areas are still growing. I mean, we were just driving through Portland, and West Elm, which is a national retailer, is going into the old White Cap restaurant on Middle Street. This is a national retailer, Class A. You hadn't seen that in Portland before Urban Outfitters moved in. So we're seeing the Portland have the national scale, but you're also seeing retail growth in Bangor. The Bangor Mall has done very, very well with the shoppers from Canada. The exchange rate had been favorable. It's a little less favorable now, but you're seeing retail in Bangor grow. Downtown Bangor's growing. There's retail growing there, surrounding restaurants, surrounding new apartments. It's interesting to see the growth of Bangor, which is mirroring the growth of Portland. The last couple of years, construction costs have increased up to 20%, and a lot of that's attributed to labor costs, and the labor costs are attributed to the fact that there aren't enough workers. We want to see more of our Maine citizens and our children stay in the state, and construction jobs are great jobs. They pay well. They're not minimum wage jobs. These are skilled workers, plumbers, electricians, sheetrockers, carpenters.
And does the state need to pay any more attention to things like its community colleges or other kinds of schooling for these kinds of careers?
Well, that's a great point. And we have the president of the Maine Community College System speaking at our forecast conference today. I think Governor LePage has talked a lot about that also. He's talked about, can our high schools do more to train our children? Can there be a high school-college connection where maybe high school goes a little longer and trains our children? So he's got some good ideas, and I think that they need to be listened to.
All right. A couple of questions about the things going forward. The Federal Reserve Board has signaled that it plans to perhaps raise interest rates 3 times in the year ahead. Is that likely to dampen real estate activity in the state?
Interest rates are an important factor in penciling out a real estate deal. So developers sit down, they look at construction costs, land costs, income, and cost of borrowing funds. So yes, a rise in interest rate will have an impact on commercial real estate and new construction. Now, what the impact is will vary according to what the project is. So good projects will always be good projects. Projects in good locations that there's a need. Higher interest rates might pencil out some lesser projects, some projects that may not be the best projects to build.
And, of course, we have a change of administration in Washington. Is there any way to gauge how that's going to affect construction or real estate activity here in the state?
I think the commercial real estate industry and the development industry is excited to some degree with President Trump's ambitious goals of infrastructure growth. We know that our bridges, our roads, our airports, our ports need tremendous amount of capital investment. And President Trump has expressed interest in promoting infrastructure development and spending. So I think that the industry is excited about that.